Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest in Chicago, Illinois, is Gene Madsen at the Fall StarNet meeting. Gene, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
Great. What a beautiful day. We're here on Saturday in the middle of October at your fall meeting. Let's talk about the cycle of StarNet for a minute. You do have two meetings a year, and the fall meeting is usually more technical in nature. Talk about the focus of this meeting.
Well, actually, this is our first fall meeting in October. We have typically had it in November, and we decided to move it to October, so we were excited to come here to Chicago. This is what we call a themed meeting, and this is the first time that we've done this in a number of years. The theme for this meeting is moisture mitigation, which is, of course, an enormous issue for the commercial flooring contractor community. And we've had a program that's dedicated to that. We also had a mini trade show, which we typically don't do during the fall meetings, which featured only products that address moisture mitigation in commercial flooring installation. And it's been well received. We've had a number of members that have brought their operations people for the first time and individuals that really work in this area. So we've had a great meeting.
And so when you start looking at the 160 or so members that you have, what is your participation level for a meeting like this?
Well, typically with the fall meeting, it's about 55% of the companies participate. And that's because it's not a mandatory meeting. We had a higher number this year, I think because of the theme, and also because Chicago is an easy and a nice market to come to. And we always want to encourage more to come. We have members that actually prefer the fall meeting, even though the spring meeting is much more social and we have a golf tournament, etc. They love the pure business focus of the fall meetings. And for them, it's all about getting together, sharing ideas, and spending time with the vendor partners.
And last night I went to dinner with the group, and while you do have this focus, there's really a strong reason for the members to come just because they can catch up on what some of the other people are struggling with and learn more about their best practices, you know, continue to nurture their relationships with other members, which is one of the strong parts of StarNet. All right, let's talk real quick. I know since you and I have met middle of the summer, so you've been out traveling a lot, talking to members. How are your members doing right now?
Well, actually, overall, our business is quite strong. Our revenues here at StarNet are quite strong. I would say that all of the members are ahead of last year. If you look region by region, they're up. Certainly some regions stronger than others. The Northeast has been particularly strong. The Southwest has been strong. But we still have parts of the country that are recovering not as quickly. And as individuals, we still have members that are struggling with that recovery. But I think being as part of StarNet, you know, they certainly can get a lot of support internally here. And as I say, our numbers look really great. So I know that says that our members are continuing to support the vendor network and purchase more and more of their products through the StarNet vendors.
And where is the business? Is it on the new construction side, replacement side? Do you get a feel for that?
I would say it's both. I think that what I'm hearing from the members is they still are just beginning to see the big projects, the new construction projects open up, and there's still pent-up demand and pent-up funding for that. They're doing a lot of restoration work and a lot of work in existing buildings, too. Healthcare, of course, has continued to be a very strong segment, and a lot of that is new construction. And it really runs the gamut from critical care to assisted living to senior living. And all of these areas have been strong for the members.
Just quantify for a minute, if you don't mind. I mean, you say it's up. I mean, it's up double digits, right, your revenue?
Oh, yes. Our revenue is up over 20%. And because we always manage tightly with our expense budgets, you know, we're a cooperative. So our mission is to return as much of the revenue back to the members because it's a member-owned organization. And because we've been able to really control the cost this year, the net income's over 30%.
All right, so let's talk. Most of your members focus on the PI section, which is the product and installation side of it. There's also the maintenance side of it. Talk a little bit about how that balances out within the StarNet membership.
Well, currently we have about a third of our members that are doing maintenance. And I'll tell you, those who do maintenance and are heavily into it will tell you it's a critical and very important part of their business. I think during the last couple of years when the economy has been so soft, maintenance has been a huge plus for these members. Because no matter what people are doing in terms of spending on new product, new flooring, they certainly want their current flooring taken care of. We've launched a program called StarNet Floor Care, which is our effort to increase that number. We would love to have 50% of our members doing maintenance. And we aren't there yet, but we will get there. Because what our mission is, besides sharing best practices and offering programs for the members, our mission is to help their business grow and to help the vendor partner's business grow. And maintenance is a tremendous way for that to happen. You know, it's good profitability, good cash flow, and you become then an equity partner with your end users in the community. If you maintain their floors, when they need to replace their floors, they're going to come to you. And that's a very valuable relationship for our members.
One little question I've got for you. I know another part of your mission is to make sure that your members become somewhat of a consultant to the A&D community, so that if they have any issues as they're trying to design either a retrofit or a new project, that they have a go-to person that can help them maybe identify issues before they ever happen. How is that whole relationship with A&D going?
Well, it's very good. We have had an increase of our members having business development people in their companies. Again, the goal is to work with the vendor partners, team together on a project, and work with the A&D community to create the specs and to have the trust between the vendor and the member so that they'll hold together on that product and deliver a good end result. Most of the business developers we have on staff are designers themselves. They're people that came from that field and came from that training, and they're building bridges upstream on projects that are just developing. And it's been very successful. And, you know, we do have we'll have this in 2012, the third training session for that group in June, just before NeoCon.
Okay. Now, you've got a big year coming up. You've got, I think, a 20th anniversary next year. I know you have a great meeting plan in the spring in Puerto Rico. So talk a little bit about what is the outlook, if you will, for 2012 when you talk to either your vendors or your members?
Well, we haven't yet arrived on our revenue projection for 2012. I'm guessing we'll be conservative again, because we always are. But we certainly are very excited about the positive trends we've enjoyed this year. Our 2012 big celebration is our 20th anniversary. And, you know, Cap, my first meeting with StarNet was the 15th anniversary. So that's fun for me to now see another milestone come by. We are planning to do, we'll look back a little bit. We're certainly having people help us create the celebration who are here through the early years. But it's really more about looking forward. We feel great about where StarNet is today. We think we're providing value to our members and value to our vendor partners, and looking forward to how to increase that value. But it'll be a year of celebration. We have the meeting in Puerto Rico, which is very exciting. I'm worried. The only thing I'm worried about with that is that we'll have enough rooms, because we have a lot of people that are planning to come. We'll be opening registration early. And then in the fall meeting in October, we'll be in Austin, Texas. And we're not going to be in downtown Austin. We're going to a resort property called Barton Creek, which is outside of town. And it'll be a little bit more relaxing and a little bit more festive. We'll have a little golf tournament. You know, we'll have some activities that we typically don't do.
Well, Gene, it's good to talk to you as always. Been talking to Gene Manson at the fall meeting for StarNet in Chicago, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLead.net.